Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Have you and your family had this discussion? Honey, should we have kids? Well, how much is childcare going to cost? Have you put pen to paper and done the math and been blown away? Do you know that childcare in this state costs more than in-state tuition does at the University of Wisconsin-Madison? I'm going to say that again. For one kid, it costs more to put one child in childcare, in early childcare education, than it does to send your college-age student to the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. But after decades of neglect, the MAGA regime in state government is threatening to make it so much very, very worse for working people. It seems to me that their solution is, well, get rich quick, otherwise you're screwed in almost every way, shape, and form when it comes to supporting working families. I've got a great guest with me. His name is Dahi Wolf, Senior Early Education Analyst at Kids Forward. You can find out more about Kids Forward at kidsforward.org. Dahi, we've got a big event coming up if people want to get involved and make their voice heard on this issue. Tell us more about that.
I will. And Maggie, just before I pivot, I just need to say one really important thing that we haven't even gotten to, which is that even though childcare is, like you said, just astronomically expensive, we still have a workforce that is severely underpaid. And the average hourly rate for a childcare provider in Wisconsin is still somewhere around, $10, $11, $12. You can go work at Quick Trip for, much more. And so it shows, how we prioritize our kids. And childcare is not a system that can operate on its own. It's not economically feasible like running a restaurant or, a business. It is something that in every other industrialized Western country is part, just like healthcare, is part of the system and the infrastructure because those countries prioritize children and families. I mean, they also have paid parental leave and, lots of other things. But I just want to point that out, that even, solving this problem and keeping these programs afloat, we still have a severe crisis in terms of the workforce and how they're paid. And of course, you probably know that well over 95% of the workforce in the country and in the state is female. So we've talked about mothers going back to work. We've talked about the childcare workforce. It's time to talk about dads. Dads care about childcare too, even if they aren't as obviously involved. And we feel like it's time to celebrate that, to have these unlikely champions speak up, and to really just create a movement of saying that this is not just a women's issue. This is not just about mothers and caretakers who are female, and that we want to expand that to this voices that haven't been heard. I've been in this field close to 20 years. I was an elementary school teacher before that. And I don't believe there's ever been any kind of event at the Capitol that is specifically focused on dads and childcare. So Kids Forward, my organization, came up with this plan to have an event that's just a few days before Father's Day. So it's 2 weeks from tomorrow. It's called Dads Care for Childcare. And it's going to be up at the Capitol at 12 noon on Wednesday, June 11th. We're going to start out in the rotunda and have kind of a rally, a short gathering to kind of get us fired up. And then we'll move over to the assembly parlor where we're planning to have a panel discussion. We've reached out to both Democratic and GOP legislators who are dads to be able to come and speak to this issue, both from a personal level and from what they're hearing from their constituents and their role as a lawmaker and a decision maker about where our taxpayer funds are going to go, and are they going to go to support families and their needs.
Yeah, when I think about this, and folks, again, it is Dads Care for Childcare Wednesday, June 11th from 12 to 1 p.m. It starts in the rotunda. You can find out more at kidsforward.org. it occurs to me, Dahi, that budgets are in so many ways an expression of our collective morals, our collective values, and that it is simply untrue for someone to stand up and say, I believe in the dignity of work and I support families, and in the next breath, vote to gut the system that helps bring childcare and at least make it somewhat accessible and somewhat affordable for Wisconsin families. Those are simply not compatible concepts.
I 100% agree. It's a moral document. And it's not only that, it's economically sensible. We have the money. It's not like we have almost a $4 billion budget. The ask for supporting the childcare for the next 2 years is $480 billion. I'm sorry. Whoops. $480 million.
Right.
Much smaller. So not even half a billion dollars out of that surplus. So, and I just want to give a quick shout out before we run out of time, which is that we have some great partners that are working with us on this. And I just want to give them a shout out. And there's more joining as we speak. We have the Black Child Development Institute, the Main Street Alliance, the Milwaukee Succeeds, the Hmong Institute, One City Schools, and others. So just want to say this is a collaborative effort.
Collaborative effort. When I come back as an economist, I'm going to give you a little explainer on why wages for childcare workers are so freaking stinking stickily low, and that the solution to that problem isn't, well, just anybody who wants to volunteer to show up at a childcare center and take care of your kids. That is not the solution here. I'm going to discuss that and other things in the big, brutal bill and their impact specifically on Wisconsinites when we come back. Big thank you to you, Dahi Wolf, Senior Early Education Analyst at Kids Forward. Keep it locked. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Maggie.